WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Yo, what's up, Spartans? Welcome back to another day of Spartan Mindset, where we train savage, live free, and dominate every single day. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and today we're diving into something super relevant, something that affects all of us, our relationship with technology. Ever feel like your phone is an extension of your hand? Like you're constantly checking it, scrolling through endless feeds, getting lost in the digital world? I know I do. It's easy to get sucked into the black hole of notifications and social media, but how much is that serving us? How can we cultivate a healthy relationship with technology instead of letting it control our lives? Trust me, Spartans, this isn't about ditching your devices altogether. It's about using them consciously, intentionally, and making sure they actually enhance your life, not dominate it. So, let's break it down, Spartans. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a healthy relationship with technology. First off, be mindful of your time. Ever felt like hours have just vanished while you are scrolling through Instagram or catching up on emails? We've all been there. Time is our most precious resource, and it's easy to waste it mindlessly scrolling. Start tracking how much time you spend on your devices and identify the apps that are consuming the most of your precious hours. Then, set realistic limits for yourself. You don't have to become a digital minimalist overnight, but even small changes can make a big difference. Second, prioritize real-world connections. Remember those face-to-face interactions? The ones where you actually look someone in the eye and talk without a screen in between. Those are gold, Spartans. Technology can be great for staying connected with loved ones who live far away, but it shouldn't replace genuine human connection. Make an effort to spend quality time with your friends and family offline. Go for walks, have dinner together, play games, anything that helps you disconnect from your devices and connect with each other. Third, be intentional about your content. What are you consuming? Are those social media feeds fueling your anxiety or inspiring you? You've got the power to curate your online experience. I follow accounts that drain your energy or promote negativity. Seek out content that is informative, uplifting, and aligns with your values. Remember, your digital diet matters. Fourth, designate tech-free zones. Ever notice how much more relaxed you feel when you step away from your phone? It's like a mental detox. Create designated spaces in your home where technology is off-limits, like the bedroom or dinner table. This helps you create boundaries and reclaim those precious moments for relaxation, reflection, and connection with loved ones. Finally, remember to unplug and recharge. Just like your phone needs a battery boost, you need time to disconnect and recharge your own mental and emotional batteries. Schedule regular breaks from technology, go for hikes in nature, read a good book, or simply spend some quiet time reflecting. This will help you come back to the digital world feeling refreshed and more focused. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your family. Instead of everyone being glued to their phones, you're actually engaged in conversation, laughing, sharing stories. You notice how much more present you feel, how much richer the experience is without the constant distraction of technology. This isn't some utopian fantasy, Spartans. This is the kind of connection and presence we can cultivate when we make a conscious effort to manage our relationship with technology. So, what are you going to do today to take control of your digital life? Set those time limits, prioritize real-world connections, curate your content, create tech-free zones, and remember to unplug and recharge. Take these small steps, Spartans, and you'll be amazed at the difference it makes in your life. Remember, technology is a tool that's not supposed to control us. We're the ones in charge. Use it wisely, use it intentionally, and keep on dominating every single day. Let me know what you think about this episode, Spartans. Hit me up on social media, share your thoughts, and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay savage, stay free, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.